It's a wonderful joy to come together and celebrate Jesus' birthday.
And it's
good to see everyone here coming to celebrate together.
Let's
bow for a word of prayer.
Father,
we come before you and give you all the praise and all the glory.
For
we come to remember this is the day that you were born. This is a day that you came into earth. Your grace broke through. Salvation came. Through this little babe in a manger. Would bring us life, bring us forgiveness of sins. This babe in a manger will bring us peace with you. Father, for we come and give you praise. For we come and celebrate what you have done through Christ. It is through this babe that all your promises come to fruition. They fall upon us. That your grace is made evident in this little child. Father, we give you praise.
天父我们颂赞你,
and we celebrate the birth of this babe. For he is our Lord and Savior.
And it's
in his name that we are able to gather.
And
we pray in his name.
Amen.
This is the wonderful news which we've read from the angels. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
那天使对他们说, 不要惧怕, 我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的, 今天, 因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主, 就是主基督。
Now these two verses are probably the most familiar verses that we read all the time.
这两节经文可能对于我们来讲都是十分十分之熟悉的了。
And it is a shame.
可惜的是什么呢?
That many people in our society sometimes treats this story like a fairy tale.
在我们的社会里面,很多时候我们听到这个故事的时候,我们就觉得这是一个童话。
That it's some sort of imaginary story.
是一个凭空想出来的童话。
But what we have to realize is that when we're reading this whole chapter,
但是当我们如果整卷这卷书来读的话,
this history is given to us for a purpose.
这个历史给我们是有一个原因的。
It shows that it's a real story that happened in real time. That there is, it happened in a place of history, in a real place.
Right,
so it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David. City David is pointing to Bethlehem. And it was on a day when?
那是什么时候呢?
When Caesar Augustus was the emperor of Rome.
那时候就是该撒亚古士督就是当时的王。
And Quirinius was the governor of Syria.
而居利纽就是作叙利亚的提督。
So just as these people were historical figures, Jesus was also a historical figure.
就是正如这两位人士在历史上都是一个人物, 耶稣在历史上同样也是一个人物。
There was proof of a Caesar.
在这里我们证实是有凯撒大帝。
And there's proof of a Jesus.
也在这里证实是有耶稣。
And it came at a specific time.
而在一个 特别的时刻发生。
You know, to us, it probably feels very random.
對於我哋嚟講，或者我哋覺得呢一個係一個偶遇嘅時間。
And if you're it's probably to Israel, it seemed like forever.
如果對於以色列嚟講，可能係呢一個等咗好耐嘅時間。
If you remember, it's been 400 years since the minor prophets.
咁如果你記得就係喺最後一個小先知嘅時候，係已經過咗四百年。
400 years is pretty long time.
四百年係好長嘅時間。
And that after 400 years, Jesus comes into the scene.
但是在400年之后，耶稣就进入来了。
Galatians 4,
加拉太书第四章
verses 5 says this.
第五节这样说，
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoptions as sons.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女儿所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
In the fullness of time, Jesus was born.
当时候满足的时候，耶稣就出世。
So what it's telling us is that the time is full, the time is ripe, the time is ready.
在这里讲到说，当时候是预定了，是啱的时候，是满足的时候。
Ready for what?
满足为了什么呢？
Now only God knows.
唯独神才知道。
But it was the fullness of time to God, it was the right time that God brought Jesus.
当时候满足的时候嘅时候，就系神所定嘅时候，就系耶稣要嚟嘅时候。
So this was a very specific day that God has chosen in history for Jesus to be born.
所以呢一个系一个好特别嘅时刻嘅日子，系神预定几时耶稣要出生。
And it actually happened in a real city.
而所发生嘅地方就系一个真正嘅城市里边。
It wasn't in a galaxy far, far away.
不是在一个星系里面很离开我们很遥远的。
I guess none of you are Star Wars people.
或者你们没人是看星空奇遇记。
Or it didn't happen in Narnia.
又不是在 Narnia 这个地方。
And it didn't happen in the North Pole.
也都不是在北极。
It is actually a historical place. It was the city of David.
但是就是一个历史上的城，在大卫之城。
And that's an actual city that's about 6,000 miles from New York.
咁呢一个城咧，离开纽约咧，系差唔多有6,000里嘅。
And Micah gave us this city as a prophecy.
尼加喺个预言里边，佢都有讲到呢一个城。
Said in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrath, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth." From me, one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient of days.
尼迦书第五章第二节讲：伯利恒以法他，你在犹太诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我作掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
So the birth of this baby
这个婴孩的出生
was the actual day in history that God had sovereignly chosen.
是神在祂永恒的主权里面定了那天。
He planned it before the creation of the world.
在创造天地万物以前，祂已经定下这一天。
So this time and place was perfectly chosen by God, and He orchestrated everything to happen.
所以这个时间，这个日子是神所安排的。
And God even used Caesar Augustus, the emperor of Rome.
神呢，仲要系藉住该撒亚古士督呢一个嘅王嚟到去成就。
Because it is his decree that brings Mary and Joseph from Galilee to Bethlehem.
就系因为呢个神呢一个王嘅颁布，所以带到约瑟同玛利亚嚟到大卫城。
He uses his decree to bring about his will.Where the birth of Jesus is actually in Bethlehem.
就是藉着这个王的意志，以致耶稣就是在伯利恒城来出世。
So what we see today is that Jesus' birth has historical reality.
我们今天所看到的耶稣的诞生在历史上是
实在的。 An actual time, a real place.
一个实在的时间，实在的地点。
And for a real purpose.
为着一个实在的原因。
Truth is that we all really need a savior.
事实上就是我们每一个人都需要一位救主。
Jesus is born to be our savior.
耶稣出生就是要成为我们的救主。
This is highlighted in verse 11.
For unto you, 这里在第十一节就是讲到了。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a savior who is Christ the Lord.
因为今天在大卫城里为你们生了救主。就是主基督。
If you've ever experienced pain in this world,
如果在这个世界里面你曾经经历过苦痛，
you know you need saving.
你知道你需要被拯救。
In reality, we can't stop the deterioration of our bodies. It's breaking down.
因为事实上我们不可以阻止身体的朽坏。
We can't stop death. We can't stop disease from happening.
我们不可以停止死亡，也都不可以停止一些的病毒。
And we can't stop the decay of this world, no matter how much green effect we're trying.
无论我们怎样尝试环保都好，我们也都不可以停止这个的世界的败坏。
We can never solve world hunger.
我们也都不能够完全解决这个世界饥饿的这个问题。
We cannot stop world wars.
我们也都不可以停止战争。
We can't stop the declining of our society.
我们也都不可以去停止社会的败坏。
The reason for that is,
原因是什么呢？
Because we can't stop sin.
问题的原因是因为我们不可以停止罪。
We cannot stop sin.
我们不可以停止罪。
That is why we need a savior.
就是这样的原因，我们需要一个救主。
Jesus was born to be that savior who is Christ the Lord.
耶稣出生就要成为这个救主，他就是主基督。
The word Christ is Christos. It means the anointed one.
基督的意思就是被膏者。
He's the Messiah from John 1. 他就是
约翰福音第一章所讲的弥赛亚。
And Jesus comes to fulfill God's promise of the deliverer.
耶稣来到就要成为这一位的拯救者。
He is the promised one to come to deliver his people from slavery and sin.
他就是这位被应许要来到在罪里面释放他的子民那一位。
He brings healing.
他将医治带过来。
And forgiveness for us.
亦都使我们罪得赦免。
And Jesus is the one that comes to fulfill the hopes and dreams of God's promised reign.
耶稣就是你要成就神里面这个的盼望，这个的掌权。
That's what's highlighted by Lord.
这里就是讲到他是主。
He comes to usher in the new kingdom of God.
他来到要将神新的国度带过来。
You know, for the other verse that we love to read is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
我们很喜欢所读的经文，其中之一段就是以赛亚书第九章第六章这样讲，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩膀上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的父，永在的父，全能的神，和平的君。
So Jesus comes as Lord to reign as the mighty God.
耶稣来到就是要掌权，是这个全能的神。
The everlasting Father that shall care for all his people.
永在的父，永远去眷顾他的子民。
The Prince of Peace who comes to give his people his presence and comfort.
和平的君来到去安慰他的子民，也都将平安赐过给他们。
And this babe was born to come to bring his kingdom to fruition.
这个婴孩就要将他的国度带到来成就。
And he ushers us into that kingdom.
也都将我们带入去这个国度。
We are called to be his children, to be in that kingdom of God.
我们被呼召成为他的儿女，进入神的国度。
To be heirs to this eternal kingdom which Christ reigns as Lord.
在这个永恒的国度里面有份，在这个永恒的国度里面，主耶稣就是这位王。
You see, this is the wonderful news that the angels gave to the shepherds.
而 天使同牧羊人所报嘅大喜信息就系呢一个好信息。
This is the same news that God gives to us.
而同一个信神系俾咗我哋同一个信息。
And we see two wonderful outcomes of this great news.
喺呢一个好信息里边，我哋睇到有两个后果。
Verse 13 and 14.
第十三同第十四节。
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying.Glory to God in the highest and on earth, and peace among those whom He is pleased.
忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So first and foremost,
所以最紧要嘅
God is glorified.
神系得着荣耀。
You know, it took one angel to announce the good news.
只系一个天使去报喜讯。
But we notice it took a whole multitude of angels and heavenly beings to sing and proclaim God's praise.
但是一大队的天军天兵来到去赞颂神。
God is glorified in the birth of Christ.
在主耶稣基督诞生里面，神，父神就得着荣耀。
Because why?
为什么呢?
Christ being God.
因为基督就是神。
This is the greatest revelation of the glory of God.
这个就是彰显神最大的荣耀。
Let me repeat that. This babe
这个的婴孩
is the greatest revelation of the glory of God.
就是要将最大的方法去彰显神的荣耀。
We always say God with us.
我们常说神同在。
1 Timothy 3:16 says, Great is the mystery of godliness.That he, God, was manifested in the flesh.
提摩太前书三章十六节咁讲：大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。
So this is a wonderful mystery that God would become man.
这个是一个奥秘，神成为人。
And in Christ, God is glorified in the highest.
而在基督里面，神就是得着至高的荣耀。
And we have to realize the whole purpose of man's salvation.
我们也要知道整个人类的救恩。
Yes, it does bring us to God.
没错，是将我们带回神那里。
But the main purpose is to give glory to God himself.
但是主要的目的就是要将荣耀归于神。
God had dwelt in the tabernacle and in the temples in the old days.
在古时神是在 In where?
In the old time, Bible times, Exodus 40, Colossians.
神是在会幕在圣所里面来到居住。
But he had departed because of the nation's sin in Ezekiel 8.
但是在旧约也讲到，因为人的犯罪，神也离开了。
But now God's full glory has come back in the form, in the man of Jesus.
但是现在神全然的荣耀，道成肉身，就是在耶稣这个婴孩身上。
That lowly manger.
这个卑微的马槽。
That place becomes the Holy of Holies.
那里就是成为至圣所。
Because that is where the presence of God was born.
因为神的同在就是在那里诞生。
And the glory of God comes to earth.
而神的荣耀也都来到地上。
And it is this babe, Christ, that ushers in this great kingdom of God.
就是这个的婴孩将神的国度带到来地上。
Now that's what Isaiah 9:7 says.
以赛亚书的第九章第七节。
This government will be established and there will be no end.
他的国会被建立是永不止息的。
Because this Christ was born to destroy Satan's reign.
因为基督的诞生就要去消灭撒旦的掌权。
To break the chains of slavery to sin.
也都去打开罪的捆锁。
To free men, to free women, to sing God's glory and praise.
让男的女的能够自由的去赞颂神。
To all men and all, from all nations who are called by God will worship and praise God.
以致万族万民来到去赞美神。
Just as we come today.
就是好像我们今天来到一样。
To praise God for who he is, to glorify him as our Lord.
去赞美神。去荣耀神，因为神就是神。
And we're able to do this because of that babe born in the manger.
为什么我们可以这样做? 就是因为这个婴孩在马槽里面而生。
This leads us to the second wonderful outcome of this great news.
这里也有第二点, 这个好信息所带来的。
And on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased.
地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So basically, what it's saying is that the birth of Christ brings peace to God's people.
意思就是耶稣基督的诞生将平安带过给神的子民。
You know, and in this crazy world, I know that we all need peace.
在这个疯癫的世界，我们每一个人都知道我们需要平安。
And as we talked about last couple weeks ago, the greatest peace that we need is peace with God.
在上几个礼拜，我们已经讲到，我们最需要的平安就是与神和好。
Because it is our sin that separates us from God.
因为是我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
And it's our sin that makes God not pleased with us.
亦都是我们的罪。
And actually, because of our sin, we were destined to face God's wrath and His righteousness. That's Romans 1. But it's this baby Jesus that's born in the manger that comes to deliver us, to save us. About 30 years after His birth,
在他出生以后30年,
he would sacrifice himself and hang on the cross and die for the penalties of our sins.
他就牺牲自己被为了我们罪的缘故被钉在十字架。
And it's through the birth of that baby,
就是藉着这个婴孩的诞生,
through his sacrifice,
藉着他的牺牲,
through his death and his resurrection,
藉着他的死, 藉着他的复活,
that we receive the forgiveness of sins.
我们得到的是罪得赦免。
That is how we have peace with God.
我们就是这样才能够与神和好。
Romans 5:1 says, Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书5:1,我们既因信称义,就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相和。
To be justified means that you are declared righteous by God.
称义即是神称我们为义。
And that's a gift of God, and it happens by faith.
这个是神赐给我们的礼物,是因着我们的信。
That faith is given to us to believe and trust in Jesus as to receive Him as our Lord and as our Savior. And when we have that faith, God gives us that trust in Him. This is what brings this amazing peace with God. God's wrath has been replaced with love.
神的愤怒现在用爱来取代,
no longer sees our sin.
再不算我们的罪,
he sees the righteousness of Christ in us.
因为他看见我们的时候，他就看见主耶稣基督的义,
because our sin has been put away. And when he sees you, he sees Christ. And the wrath is replaced with love. Because we've been forgiven and our bondage to slavery has been broken. And our relationship to God has been restored. No longer are we enemies of God, but we are now called children of God. You are a child of God. And this is what it means. We are the ones with whom He is pleased.
这里就是说,
And this is the promise that God our Father will always do what is good for us. He will always be there for us and never be against us. And nothing can ever separate us from God's love. This is what it means that God's peace will be with those whom He is pleased.
这个也都是说地上的平安与他喜悦的人.
This is true peace.
这个就是真正的平安.
And you see, we need to realize we can never have true peace without Christ.
我们要清楚地知道, 没有基督, 我们不会有真正的平安.
This world can seek for peace everywhere.
这个世界会去不同的地方寻找平安.
But they will never find true peace outside of Christ.
但是在基督以外, 我们不会找到真正的平安.
Christ is called the Prince of Peace.
耶稣就是这个和平之君.
In Ephesians 2:14, Jesus says, He himself is our peace.
以弗所书2:13, 耶稣说, 祂就是我们的平安.
And God is the God of peace, Romans 15.
罗马书15章也都讲到, 神就是平安.
So what this means,
这个意思又是什么呢?
Is that the peace of Christ,
基督的平安,
can never be separated from Christ himself.
基督的平安是永远不会与基督分开的.
If we want peace to be to rule in our lives,
如果你想你在生命里面有平安去掌管着,
Christ must rule in your life.
那基督必然要在你的生命里面掌管着.
Why?
为什么?
Because God is most glorified in your life when He is on the throne.
因为当神是在你生命的宝座的时候, 祂就是得着最大的荣耀.
If God does not rule in your life,
如果神在你的生命里面没有治理你的,
and even now, if you're a Christian that is lacking peace,
如果你是一个基督徒, 但是你心里面是缺少了平安,
you need to go into your heart and see who's sitting on the throne.
你要回去察看一下你的心是哪一个坐在这个宝座上面.
Is Christ the one that rules in your life?
是不是基督掌管你的生命呢?
The peace of Christ,
基督的平安,
cannot be separated with Christ.
不可以跟基督来分开.
You know, peace has a name.
平安有个名的.
His name is Jesus.
平安的名就是基督.
True peace is given to us by God.
一个真正的平安是神赐给我们.
So Christ has to be most precious to us.
所以基督在我们生命里面是要成为最宝贵的.
When we glorify Him,
当我们荣耀祂,
and worship Him as our Lord, our God,
当我们去敬拜祂, 我们的神, 我们的主宰,
this is the peace that transcends all understanding that is given to us.
这个就是一个平安是我们不能够明白不能够想象.
And that is the question today. Do you have this peace of Christ?
今天的问题就是, 你有没有基督这个平安呢?
Will you be numbered as one of the holy hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest?
你是不是天君天使的其中之一个, 在宣告最大的荣耀归于神呢?
This is the good news.
这个就是大喜的信息.
This babe that was born in that manger is our Savior, Christ the Lord.
这个在马槽所出生的婴孩就是我们的救主耶稣基督.
How will you respond to this message?
你怎样去回应这个信息呢?
Will you be like the shepherds?
你会不会好像这些牧羊人?
In verse 15 and 16,
15-16节这样说,
After hearing the good news, you will go search in haste for this wonderful Savior.
他听完这个好信息的时候, 就急忙地去查看.
Will you run and seek Christ today?
你会不会跑着的去寻找基督?
Will you see that He is the one that is the Prince of Peace?
你会不会看到他就是和平之君?
Come and receive Him.
今天来到去接受他.
And experience what true meaning of peace is.
去经历什么叫做真正的平安.
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告.
Father, we give you all the glory.
天父, 我们将一切的荣耀归于你,
for you are the mighty God.
因为你就是全能的神,
the everlasting Father.
永恒的父,
the Prince of Peace.
和平之君.
You are the God that has come.
你就是来到我们 当中的神。
As a babe in that manger.
成为一个婴孩在这个马槽里面。
Not so that you can just enjoy the frivolous things of the world.
不是因为你要去享受这个世界虚浮的事情。
You came to live for God's purpose.
你是在这里要活出神的旨意。
To bring forth his glory.
将他的荣耀带到来。
To show forth his grace.
让我们看到他的恩典。
You were born.
你的出生。
To bring salvation.
要将救恩带给我们。
To save your people.
去救你的子民。
Father, we thank you for it is this amazing grace.
天父，我们感谢你，就是这份奇妙的恩典。
That we come together to celebrate.
让我们能够招聚的一起庆祝。
For it is only through you.
因为唯独藉着你。
Through Christ.
藉着基督。
That we can have true peace in life.
我们能够在生命里面有真正的平安。
Father, help us to cling to Christ.
天父，帮助我们抓紧基督。
To realize that even when we go through the storms and the trials of this world.
就算我们要经历这个世界的难处。
Because of your birth.
但是因为你的诞生。
We know we have peace.
我们知道我们有平安。
Because you are the one that brings that peace to us.
因为是你将平安赐过给我们。
You have restored your peace with us by forgiving us of our sins.
主，你使我们与你和好，因为你使我们罪得赦免。
You've given us our greatest need.
你已经供应了我们最大的需要。
Lord, how much more will you give to continue to give us life?
主啊，在我们生命里面，你对我们还有什么保留呢？
And you have promised to give us life abundantly.
你也都应许过要赐我们生命而得的是更丰盛。
Abundantly means a life that is lived in fellowship with you.
一个丰盛的生命就是与你相交的生命。
A life that is lived in giving you glory and living it for you.
是一个生命将荣耀归于你。
Father, we pray that as this Christmas comes,
天父，当我们要过圣诞节，
renew our focus in you.
求你帮助我们重新我们的焦点是放在你那里。
Forgive us when many times we've lost focus of who you are.
赦免我们，因为很多时候我们的焦点不是在你那里。
And we have been tossed here and fro with all the waves of society.
我们就是被社会的波浪来冲击。
With all the storms.
很多的飓风。
We've been bouncing around through the ocean.
我们就好像在大海来到漂浮一样。
Father, come and steady us.
天父，求你稳固我们。
Help us, O Lord, to stand firm in you.
帮助我们在你里面站立得稳。
That, O Lord, we will come to recommit our lives to seek after your will in our lives.
让我们再一次去委身，去寻找主你在我们生命里面的旨意。
That we will seek to glorify you in all that we do.
让我们所做的一切都是要为着荣耀你。
Father, this Christmas,
在这个的圣诞，
let us seek after you.
天父，帮助我们去寻觅你。
That we will see you as our Lord.
我们真的去认定你是我们的主宰。
Christ,
主基督，
our Savior,
我们的救主。
Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name.
主，我们是奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.